This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Shantanis is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, consumer goods giant Unilever made its marketing staff to understand their own DNA profiles in an exercise that aims to address unconscious biases and stereotypes. They said this is aimed at improving their marketing strategies.
Yes, so this is rather unusual, but not unusual at Unilever, because this is something up the alley. They always do this sort of different creative strategies. And this one is targeted at their ad agency staff to analyze their own DNA, because they believe finding out your own heritage has an impact on the way you think about the society or the people as a whole. And first, they assess the employee's stereotypical thinking using an academic test, and the answers will be matched with DNA results that show their heritage. So, for example, Alini Santos, who is a top official at Unilever's global marketing head office, and she always knew that she's a Brazilian, but she discovered later her ancestry is largely Italian and a mix of others. So some other employees were also shocked to learn that they had Asian bloodlines or other lineage from their family was Jewish, for example. So Unilever told CNBC that the program aims to eliminate bias from advertising, whether it's related to gender, religion, age, or sexual orientation. Basically, they're saying that anything that puts people in boxes. But I listened to the TED Talk of Alini Santos, and I think the report, I mean, maybe didn't put everything in context. I think they want to show that everyone has some form of diverse backgrounds in them, in their bloodlines, rather than just saying that you have Chinese bloodline, so you should also love Chinese people. You have Indian bloodline, you should also love Indian people.
Yeah, because
So I think it can be misinterpreted, but I think this is what they're trying to tell.
Yeah, because I was going to say that my issue with this is a couple of things, right? Firstly, even if I suddenly found out that I was, I don't know, a quarter Jewish or something, I would need to then go and actually do the work, right, to find out what it is about how things are marketed towards Jewish people or lack thereof, to understand what the biases would look like. Like, just because I suddenly find out I have lineage doesn't mean I would inherently be culturally aligned to that. It's
you
just
are
tough.
8% Jewish, and then you are 8% less likely to discriminate against a certain community.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I don't wholly
get it. Yeah, I'm conflicted as well.
But I mean, it seems to be working, right? So Unilever is heavily focusing on unlearning stereotypes, and that they believe industrial issues arising from this sort of bias can actually be reduced pretty significantly.
Yes, a lot of focus goes on awareness. And if you talk about racism or sexism or something like that, most of the time people are shooting in the dark, because awareness can be rather broad and vague. So they're saying in Unilever's case, they are focusing on unlearning. In fact, once the results come out, the staff will do a workshop to understand how stereotypes are learned and how the brain can unlearn them. And this resulted in a 35% reduction in unconscious bias. And the company says more staff will soon have the opportunity to undergo these tests. So in practice, this translates into communication strategy for Unilever brands. For example, their cleaning product chief was traditionally targeted at housewives. So they redefine its audience to anyone who wants to have a beautiful home. And of course, marketing this to a broader group, they believe will improve their sales. So they also recently swapped a boy with a football fanatic girl to feature in a long-running campaign for Kraft peanut butter in the Netherlands. So Unilever says these type of marketing science is the new frontier to understand consumers and serve them better.
Just hire a diverse set of people. You wouldn't have to do all these like ridiculous DNA tests.
But I want to know my DNA profile.
It's hard to find out.
Yeah, it's hard to find out, but not to embrace people or the bloodlines that I've forgotten. But I just want to know. I'm just curious.
Ah, out of sheer interest.
Yes.
Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, Apex Healthcare Berhad shares were trading lower today. How's the counter doing?
So there was a lot of profit-taking activity on the counter this morning after they recorded some recent gains, and this follows the pharmaceutical company. They proposed a bonus issue of up to over 354 million million shares on the basis of 3 bonus shares for every existing shares. And this also come after the recent gains they recorded in their profit and also revenue. So the counter itself gained 8.5% year to date, and Apex closed down 2.3% at RM8.50.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.